seem to go away.
Larry Pirtle is a tall and normally athletic-looking man, but suddenly he began losing so much weight, 45 pounds, that his friends told him he must have AIDS. He shows me a picture of himself taken a year ago, hollow and gaunt.
I can't believe I was that skinny. I never wanted to lose any. Just kept losing, and I couldn't stop it.
But the Pirtles say perhaps the most frightening symptom during that period was their dramatic change in mood. They both felt irritable a lot of the time, anxious, and they felt wiped out. Kelly says some days she virtually couldn't function, couldn't get dressed, couldn't clean or cook.
Just an incredible feeling of exhaustion. Just totally incapacitated. I don't know how else to say it.
It looked like she had been drugged behind a car or something. I mean, that's how bad it was. She was just like let herself go.
And I could not do what I wanted to do. And also began to feel quite guilty because I did not feel like I was performing properly as a mother and a wife.
I would go to work and she would be laying on the couch. And I'd come home and she'd still be there. I was getting mad, I guess. Not really mad, just concerned and mad and scared.
I thought I was going crazy, like I was actually going crazy. I had even discussed with Larry that I just felt like I had gone off the beam and that he needed to commit me to an insane asylum.
Come on.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. It never occurred to us, not even one single time, that an outside force could be making us feel this way. I thought I was nuts.
The Pirtles were finally saved, as Kelly puts it, only by accident. One day they discovered more termites in the home, so they called an inspector to see if they needed another pesticide treatment. He smelled the telltale odor of chlordane in the house and asked the Pirtles if they'd been suffering any unusual health symptoms lately. One investigation led to another. The state measured high levels of chlordane in the air. The Pirtles abandoned their home. And one day last January, Inspector Paul Camus of the local health department walked up to the small yellow house on Bluebonnet Street, armed with large green government warning signs.
Stapled about four or five of them around the house where they would be plainly visible to anyone entering the property. This house is a hazard for human habitation.
Toxicologists say there's no way to absolutely prove that chlordane really poisoned all these people. No foolproof blood test or anything like that. But they say in every case the evidence fits. Toxicochemical specialists say none of the victims' stories should really surprise anybody. Chlordane attacks the central nervous system and short-circuits the chemical communications between cells, and that can affect everything from muscle control to thinking to emotions. But researchers say what does surprise them is that chlordane is still on the market, especially when the number of apparent victims keeps mounting, and especially, they say, when you consider that exterminators can use a safer pesticide instead. Sam Epstein, an environmental health specialist with the University of Illinois Medical Center, has been tracking down cases which suggest that chlordane may cause rare blood diseases, including leukemia.
What we're seeing is the tip of an iceberg. We now have overwhelming information that millions of Americans of homes have been treated with this, very high incidence of contamination of the homes, and that these agents induce many problems, neurological, behavioral, liver effects, blood effects, besides cancer risks. It is very clear that we're dealing with material that should be banned, not today, but yesterday.
And in chlordane's case, some researchers say, yesterday means more than 15 years ago. In 1969, industry-sponsored laboratory studies first showed that the pesticide causes cancer in animals. And a few years later, the Environmental Protection Agency decided to ban chlordane on America's farms. At the time, the pesticide was widely sprayed on fruits and vegetables, and EPA officials worried that eating chlordane-contaminated foods might cause cancer. But agency officials said it would still be safe for pest control firms to treat your home with chlordane to fight termites. And the reasoning was, the pest control companies aren't supposed to spray the poison inside the house. They inject the pesticide into the soil around and under the house. So, EPA and industry officials insisted, the pesticide can never get into your home and you'll never be exposed to it. But then in the late 70s and early 80s, a series of discoveries shattered that theory. First of all, doctors around the country started coming across cases in which pest control workers had made terrible mistakes treating homes with chlordane. Instead of injecting the poison in the soil, they'd accidentally pumped it into the basement or heating ducts, and the people in those homes were getting terribly sick. University of Colorado toxicologist Daniel Teitelbaum.
I see chlordane mistakes. I see mistakes with many different kinds of pesticides. I